Neither was he counted one of the Queen's men, that group of ambitious knights and minor lordlings who had given themselves to this Lord of Light and so won the favour and patronage of Lady, no, Queen, remember, Selyse. The fire had started to dwindle by the time Melisandre and the squires departed with the precious sword. Davos and his sons joined the crowd, making its way down to the shore and the waiting ships.
"Devon acquitted himself well," he said as they went.
"He fetched the glove without dropping it, yes," said Dale.
Allard nodded. "That badge on Devon's doublet, the fiery art, what was that?"
"The Baratheon sigil is a crown stag."
"A lord can choose more than one badge," Davos said.
Dale smiled. "A black ship and an onion, father?" Allard kicked at a stone. "The others take our onion, and that flaming heart. It was an ill thing to burn the seven."
"When did you grow so devout?" Davos asked. "What does a smuggler's son know of the doings of gods?"
"I'm a knight's son, father. If you won't remember, why should they?"
"A knight's son, but not a knight," Davos said. "Nor will you ever be, if you meddle in affairs that do not concern you. Stannis is our rightful king. It's not for us to question him. We sail his ships and do his bidding, that is all."